I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Trump administration has until October 15th to decide if they're going to recertify Iran's compliance to the nuclear deal or reinstate sanctions. But underneath those government tensions, there's a different kind of relationship being fostered. Edwin Kashish Abnos of Heart for Iran says the goal of their ministry is to equip Iranian believers and inspire Westerners with what God is doing there.
Heart for Iran is basically the Western face of what we do as a ministry. Mainly as a production house, a Christian satellite TV, where we provide Christian programming content for underground churches via social media, various ways on the internet, publication, things like that.
This type of ministry faces a variety of challenges, but you can be part of the solution. Get the details at missionnews.org. And in 2015, River Cross integrated with Transworld Radio. Now, that integration opened up a world of possibilities for the ministry. And with the recent facelift, so does its branding. River Cross's global ministry director, Cindy Finley, says,
being able to meld our branding as an integrated ministry to reflect the fact that we truly are TWR, but yet we also have our own identity as River Cross. That was a beautiful challenge that our MarCom team at TWR just rose up to meet.
River Cross helps train ministries and churches in meeting the needs of orphans that are dealing with trauma. And right now they're looking to gain 30 new partners. Would you pray that God would lead those partners to River Cross? And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.